to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do? What did you do?
Yes, it's Thursday night at 8:05, which means we're 5 minutes late as usual. It's the Dark Mark Show, the lighter side of the dark side. Hello, dark minions. It is the Thursday Night Freak Show, and we've got quite a show tonight, especially if you like strong, beautiful, dominant, feisty women, and guys that I've never met but seem pretty cool. I've got, I should do this like real wrestling style, but in this corner, weighing, and even if I knew your weight, I wouldn't say it. Weighing, I don't know what she weighs, but she's been in the WWE. She's been in NWA Hollywood. She's been in Shimmer. She's been in every independent league that you can think of. AWS, whatever that is. Sometimes known as Skylar Moon, but we know her as Buggy Nova.
Oh, hey, I'm here. And thanks for having me.
And Buggy's friend Nick. I don't know.
The evil Nixon.
Your name is Nixon?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get to you a little bit too, because okay. I know nothing about you, but I'm glad.
That'll be a good thing.
I'm glad she brought you here. And Liz Lightspeed is on her way. And even though how ironic, her name's Lightspeed and she's late, but she is on her way. She is a fetish model. She is a fitness model. She is an MMA fighter. She does all sorts of crazy stuff. And so it's the Dark Mark Show. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever your perspective, my usual co-host Josie Cat is in Vietnam, chilling. She's doing Far East vacation.
Oh my God!
But she will be back next week. So I'm doing the show solo. I didn't know if I needed a co-host. I guess Nick is going to be the co-host this week.
All right.
So yeah, you're okay. The co-host, Nick.
Sure.
So you're the first male co-host I've ever had. So and normally I like my co-host to have large breasts and.
Hey, I wear a lot of eyeliner too. So
that's good. That's good. That makes two of us. Real men wear eyeliner. So and some women too. So before I get started, I want to let you know this is part of the comedy block here at Skid Row Studios. You remember Thursday nights? Like, there was one funny show after another on TV.
Right.
And now it's like, what's going on?
Oh, it's awful now.
Tune into Skid Row Studios. You got the Dark Mark Show, freak show, crazy stuff every week. Last week we had contortionists, one-armed people. We had Matt Zane a couple weeks ago. We always have crazy, weird guests. And then after the show, tonight, stick around, 9 o'clock, Nestorius Public Radio, Nestor Rodriguez is going to have my friend, the 420 comic. You smoke a little pot, don't you? Nick?
Yeah. Dabble.
You've right. Dabbled a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, you would love the 420 comic. He's going to be on the Stories Public Radio right after this show. I imagine that there'll be some pod talk there. And then at 10, stick around for Einberger. This guy rages against the machine. He tells the government and the powers that be where to go. And I'm sure he's going to have some interesting things to say about the cops tonight. So definitely make this your Thursday night location. Go to Skid Row Studios. Watch our crazy freak show, then the Stories. Then I'm Burger. And also, I'm doing a show. If you're watching this live and you want to get out, go to Flappers at 10 o'clock. I'm performing with Andy Dick tonight. That should be pretty exciting. And so I won't be listening to Nestorius and I'm Burger live. I'll catch the replays. But also, if you are interested in sponsoring the Dark Mark Show, go to darkmarkshow@gmail.com. Now, Buggy Nova's here. Buggy, I met you at Bar Sinister.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Nick, I got to tell you, this doesn't happen every day. She turns around and sees me. Is like, oh, my God, look at you. And that doesn't happen all the time. Do you remember that? You turn around and you're like, oh, my God.
I don't remember a lot from that night. But
that was quite a night.
I'll trust your word.
Yeah. So, and then you were hanging out with our friend Robert Rex, who has his own podcast, the Rap Hat Podcast. And then you see, we kept bumming each other the rest of the night. I was hanging out with some friends of mine and half-naked women, and you compliment my taste in women.
Yeah,
and,
you have great taste in women.
And I was very, Okay, yeah. So I was very. I'm trying to coordinate everything. With Liz
Multitask.
Leishman. Forget Liz Leishman. Let's talk about you, Buggy Nova.
Right.
So you're like, I'm a professional wrestler. I'm like, no way. And then I didn't believe it, so I went online, and there's a lot of stuff there. There's a lot of interesting things, and I didn't know that you. Not only were you an independent wrestler, but you got called up to the big leagues. You were in WWE for a while, and now first off, Buggy Nova, love the name. How does that come out?
Thank you. Well, before I was a wrestler, before I even thought about wrestling, I wanted to be a model. Mm-hmm. And it was one of my photographer friends who suggested that I come up with a name, something that when people said it, they would think of me, something different, right. Nothing like, you know, Ashley or Brittany or something like right. that.
Cats.
What? Cats?
Cat, kitty.
Yeah.
Like all the models I know, like cat, kitty, all that stuff.
Right. So I kind of wanted it to be a little off the wall. And so I think it was my MySpace name at the time. It was like Crazy Baby.
We're going
Baby.
Back here, folks. Remember
oh,
MySpace?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like in middle school and jailbait. And my name was Crazy Baby. And so I wanted to come up with synonyms for crazy, and Buggy was one of them.
Oh, okay. So
it's a synonym for crazy.
So you consulted a thesaurus.
I did. I used the internet because I don't.
And where did Nova come from?
Nova came because it's kind of cheesy, but Oasis was playing.
Champagne.
Yeah. It's very cheesy, but right. I thought it was appropriate because it means star.
Right.
Nova is a star, so it's like crazy star.
Crazy star.
Crazy
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And Nick, how did you get your name? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so. That's that mom and dad. Very yeah, I know how it goes. But Buggy Nova. So you've been wrestling for about 5 years or so.
Oh my gosh, yeah, since I was 19. Yeah, 24 now. So.
Yeah, I was surprised how young you were.
Yeah,
which did fine with me. But as I was saying, you've been wrestling the independent circuit, which intrigues me. The whole because. I've been out of the wrestling thing. I used to watch wrestling when I was you know, like you in the MySpace days, like 13, 14. And I kind of grew up, lost interest in it. And apparently there's a whole generation of people that comic books, Star Wars, all that stuff.
All those nerds.
They just kept going with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I dropped off. And now, like, there's a whole subculture of people that are into wrestling. And every now and then I watch wrestling. I turn it on. And most of the time it's like, Hulk Hogan's still fucking wrestling? It's like weird. You know, Ric Flair's still wrestling with
it's
his
crazy.
60-year-old tits. I mean, it's weird. So that's what's going on. And the female, that was always like, and I'm going to get a little backstory about female wrestling. And then that, as far as I know it, and correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
So back, and this is way before both of our times, like back in the 50s or 60s, it was like the Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young and these girls that, for lack of a better word, and I think Mae Young just passed away, unfortunately. I
God
think I read something
soul.
About it. Unfortunately, for lack of a better word, and this is probably going to be in trouble, a little dykey. Not the hottest women. They sort of look like our producer, Jeremy, in drag wrestling.
Rough.
Yeah. So that's Jeremy over there with negativity shirt. So, and then there was like Miss Elizabeth and all these girls, and they were a little cuter. And then like China came around, and that was a whole
what
the fuck was that? And and then
it's good porn though.
The China porn is good.
No, it's not.
Because please, I don't watch a lot of porn.
No,
I really could use
really
all the reviews.
Porn.
I know she did a few parts. How are they?
They're awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's like watching Herman Munster fuck.
Well, see, I kind of got, so I would sort of like that.
Yeah.
A Herman Munster sex video I could kind of see, but...
He's into it.
I'm not that into it,
ladies.
But this is what I've heard. This is what I've heard about the China video, and I have friends that have watched this, so we're going to derail off the history of female wrestling. The China video that I'm aware of, Nick, is people say that her clitoris is very large.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, larger than a lot of penises out there. Is that correct?
I saw just snaps of it. I didn't watch it.
You're the one who brought it up, Nick.
Hey,
you jerked off to it right before you got here, right, Nick?
I did.
Yeah, please, I know.
I had a bottle of wine with some candles.
I'll tell you what, I met China at the Rainbow once, and she was a lot more feminine than I thought.
Nice. You know, I hear that.
Cuter and
people
a lot
tell
more
me that.
Feminine than I thought. The camera must add... Camera adds 10 pounds and a lot of ugly to her. I don't know what happened, but she was like, she's almost attractive. It's not like I'd be bugging
you
over. I'm like, she's really attractive.
Aww.
I would for the story. I would, but to get her on the show, yeah. You want to come on the show? You have to fuck me. Okay, I'd do it. I would do
all
that.
Right, deal.
I would do it. Sure, why not? But sure. I mean, why not? I mean, Dick would, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'd watch.
All right. China, if you're there, call us at 1-800-893-9562. Nick and I will both fuck you while Buggy Nova watches.
I'll watch. I'll hold the camera.
See, you're leaving out the fact that I'm 3 feet tall, so that's even better.
Well, I was trying to ignore the fact that you're 3 feet tall.
Well, Don't worry, three foot tall guy.
I noticed, Nick. I noticed that you were 3 feet tall. It didn't escape me. Your listeners don't know that.
So
no, but there's a camera on you too. Oh. So people do know that.
Hey.
Well, you are sitting down, but they can see you're a little shorter than Muggy's 5'8". So, yeah, Nick is a little person. He's 3 foot tall.
Little person.
Are you a dwarf or a midget?
It's all same shit.
So. Yeah. But down there, it's all good, right?
It's the third arm.
Yeah. It's bigger than China's clit.
I hope so.
Okay, good. Okay.
If it's not, we'll have to fight about it.
Right. And as I say, you've seen the porno. I have not. I don't watch a lot of porn. It's weird because I have Matt Zane in here and he directs porn and I was like, I don't watch a lot of it. I jerk off to Lifetime movies. I try to get a challenge in, but anyway.
16 and pregnant.
Although No. That's a turn off.
Too far.
That will turn off any man.
Really?
You think any man thinks that's hot?
Probably not.
No, that's like every man's worst nightmare.
Yeah, I guess so. I was trying to think of a Lifetime movie, but nothing came to mind, so I said 16 and pregnant.
No, that's...
I figured that was close enough,
Lifetime movies are like... Lifetime movies are like, you know, old women.
Sally Field,
yeah.
Steel Magnolias, right?
Steel Magnolias is good because you got Sally Field, you got Shirley MacLaine, you got Dolly Parton, you got Julia Roberts. You can have a smorgasbord. Alfre Woodard, I think, is in that. You can get everything, but... I digress. So we're going to get back into female wrestling, right?
All right, back to wrestling.
Okay, and we'll get back to what Nick and I jerk off to a little bit, and what Buggy jerks off to.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did a lot of research on you, Buggy, for the show, and and Liz, and Charlie Haynes, who was supposed to be on the show, was a gorgeous ladies of wrestling, and so much so I had to switch hands. It's been a fun week.
Nice.
But anyway, so China was in there, and then this is sort of when I was tuning out of wrestling, there was Sable.
Oh, yeah.
Sable sort of came in.
Right.
And then right after her, they had somebody. I read an interview with you, your two heroes, Trish Stratus and Lita.
Yeah.
And you strike me more as a Lita girl than a Trish Stratus girl.
Yeah, I like Trish for the reasons that I like Trish. Like, I feel like I kind of relate to her in the sense of, like, how she got into wrestling and how... You know, she started modeling first and she never really thought about being a wrestler, but she kind of just tried it and she fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of respect for that because she's like now one of the greatest. Like,
people
think female wrestling. Well, I think female wrestling and I think Trish Stratus.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing now, but she was definitely a force to be reckoned with in the wrestling ring. But, not Lita, but sort of like the Trish Stratus clones, the blonde kind of
boobies.
On boobies sort
tits
of look.
Ass.
Yeah, tits and ass sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then right now, I guess the big star in women's wrestling is AJ Lee.
Yeah.
Who you wrestled in your first match.
I did. I love AJ.
Really?
Yeah.
Does AJ love you?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So how's that come up? So how do you get the call from, I don't know, I'm sure it wasn't Vince McMahon, but how did you get the call to go up to WWE?
Oh my God. Well, the way it happened was all just... I mean, it happened so fast. I had a friend who I met through wrestling. He's saying that, you know, I'm emailing this girl. Do you want to be in a WWE commercial? And I'm like, fuck yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So I
and
gave
you were
him,
independent wrestling at this time?
Yeah, I was. Right. I was still doing the indie scene. And so I give him my information. He sends it to her. She emails me and asks me if I want to do a tryout in Raw, which was in Anaheim, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was like SmackDown in Vegas. So I was like, oh, like hell yeah. Like I got more than I expected.
Right.
So I did the commercial and then the next day I drive out to, it was either Vegas or Anaheim.
So what was the commercial? Were you smack talking or?
The commercial was from Walmart with Sheamus.
Okay, you gotta go. No Walmart on the show. And yes, so you were in a commercial with Sheamus. So
yeah,
what were you doing with him?
Well, all I was doing, I was just a prop. Like it was me and this other girl, Lizzie Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
We were two wrestlers that they called for it. And I wore like a really tight, slutty, sexy dress. Mm. And I just like, I was like walking in the background while Sheamus was like talking to the family. And it's funny because like the wife was like hitting on Sheamus and his.
Also, he was talking to like fans in the crowd that were family, right?
Sheamus in the commercial?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, it was like a commercial. Like they were trying to sell action figures.
Oh, okay. So he's like in Walmart.
I don't know. What, No, we were supposed to be like backstage.
Okay, so you were just walking in the back. You were extras.
Yeah.
Just hot girls walking in the background.
Just hot girls, yeah. I was hot girl number
Sheamus
one.
Sheamus is hanging around.
Yeah.
And Sheamus, if you don't know, and I had to research this because I saw Sheamus on your website. I didn't know who the fuck he was. It's like some Irish guy who's like really pale. He's got red hair. And I guess
I love Sheamus.
Okay, I'll have to, if you say so. And so I'm not sure how that worked out. Because the thing is, when I watch wrestling, that's why they keep bringing the old guys back. Because I see these new guys, I'm like,
They don't do anything for you?
I'm a grown man, so no. But the women's wrestling, yeah. Back when I was watching wrestling, there was two big ones.
Uh-huh.
WWF, now WWE, and yeah. WCW.
Yeah.
Now it's just WWF, really.
Right, they kind of took over.
There's another thing called TNA, which I think is hilarious, that there's a wrestling organization called TNA.
Total Nonstop Action.
Is that what it stands for?
Yeah. I think they changed it to Impact. They're just Impact now.
TNA works. TNA. I like TNA.
I told my dad, I'm like, I'm watching TNA, and he's like, what? What are you watching? And I'm like, it's wrestling.
Yeah. Dad hasn't seen your YouTube channel, apparently. But so, Nick, how do you know Buggy?
She actually just kidnapped me.
I just kidnapped him.
Not a lie. This is our first time hanging out.
It's our first time meeting.
Really?
He's my internet friend.
Oh, okay.
Are you like a
wrestling fan?
I am. I'm actually a sideshow performer.
And, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, do tell. What do you do, and where do you do it?
I live in Portland, Oregon right now. I just moved from New York City, so coast to coast.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be in Portland in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Aw.
There we go.
Yeah,
party.
So, yeah, we're gonna party, right?
Fuck yeah.
I hope China's in Portland.
It's actually the strip club capital of USA, so I'll take you to all the strip clubs.
I'm not big on strip clubs either. That's
no,
not my
you
thing.
Will be.
No, I've been to all of them, trust me. Everybody tells me that, oh, you gotta go to this strip club. It's the same shit.
No. You get the suicide girls, like, tattooed up.
I've been to punk nights I am into the suicide girls look.
You give it a chance. I'll take you out.
All right, Nick, we're gonna hang out.
Yes.
So you do sideshow performing in Seattle. So what do you do?
Portland.
Portland.
I do a lot of, like, straitjack escapes, putting shit up my nose.
Right.
Being 3 feet tall.
Well, being 3 feet tall, that automatically qualifies
you.
Yeah,
so.
Like, there's no application process. It's like, okay, you're 3 feet tall, you're in.
3 feet tall, give me money.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
So is the sideshow circuit pretty big in Portland?
It's pretty big, but there's always a need for it across the world.
Yeah, so is that what you're doing in L.A.? You're going to do a show here?
No, actually, I'm doing the L.A. out show. I'm actually a fine art dealer as well.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of fucked up.
And you guys met on the internet?
She started stalking me on Instagram.
Oh, you're stalking him? Is that what happened?
Well, you know.
She was stalking me.
Yeah?
And I got in a car today, not even knowing if she was going to kill me.
No, I told him. I could be a serial killer.
The night is still young. I mean, you know, she's got to do the show.
Yeah.
So you're good till 9. After that, I can't guarantee anything.
I can't guarantee anything. Hey, we got a bottle of wine, so.
Yeah, that's the first mistake.
Yeah, I used to work in Coney Island and all that stuff.
Oh, that's great. Like, so you were doing, sticking shit up your nose in Coney Island?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So why did you move from there to Portland?
Strippers.
I sense a pattern here.
Actually, I own a pizza place in Portland, Oregon. And I just started working out there, and I was doing a lot more shit out there than it was in New York City at the time. And rent was a lot cheaper, so.
All right.
I said, fuck it, you know?
Yeah. Well, good for you, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah, come out to my show in Portland. We'll hang out and come out to Flappers tonight if you want.
What are you performing in Portland?
I'm still figuring that out. But
I'm not actually there
to perform, but I'm going to do a couple dates.
Well, I'm there to see some friends. Open mic nights and stuff like that there.
Right. Well, yeah, I got a couple showcases I think I'm going to line up. And so I got some connections, but enough about me. Now you wrestle the independent circuit. So
yeah.
No wait. So you were in WWE, and they've got this thing called Next, NXT, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah,
which is sort of like the NXT.
Yeah,
which is like the farm system.
What's that?
I mean, the farm system in baseball. They have a farm system where people, before you go to the Dodgers, some farm community
development.
Right. So it's a development. So it's kind of like you get to practice before you hit the big leagues.
Yeah, basically.
So you were
fine groom us.
So you were in that.
Yeah.
So that's the big time.
It was a big time. I made it. I could die happy.
Yeah. Well, wait till 9 o'clock.
And, yeah.
we got a whole show to go. So what happened? So I mean, what happened? How come you didn't?
Well,
how come you're not on TV right now? Well, you are in the Dark Mark show.
Technically, yes. Well, yeah. I was diagnosed with an eating disorder when I was 19.
Oh.
And while I was in WWE, I had a really bad relapse, and they offered to put me through treatment. So I did that
mm-hmm.
for a few months.
Right.
And then they softly let me go once I discharged. And that was that.
And when you say discharge, now you're
discharge.
Talking eating disorder. I'm getting weird mental images. Nick's even laughing. He knows what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what they call it, you
oh,
know.
No, no, yes. They
the
let
proper
you, they,
medical
they,
term.
They let you go after you were out of the rehab.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and that's good. And then you're back on the independent scene. You have a whole thing. And,
yeah,
and while you're in WWE, this is what I want to... They changed your name to Skylar Moon.
Skylar Moon. I had a little sprinkle of effect on that, too. I mean, they asked me for
I was
going
to say, because Buggy Nova, to me, is a lot catchier than Skylar Moon.
Really? Because a lot of people hate it.
Really?
A lot of people.
Buggy Nova, I've never heard of anybody by named Buggy Nova.
I know, I like
Skylar
it.
Skylar Moon, like, I know, I mean, you're in strippers. There's a Skylar Moon's there every night, right?
Yeah.
Skylar Moon, stepping
yeah.
up.
It sounds a little generic to me.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Far be it from me to tell Vince McMahon what to do, but I just think Buggy Nova is a little better.
Well, they definitely wanted Moon, and at first they were going to be like, you're going to be Moon. And I'm like, Moon? And they're like, well, you could have a first name. So, like, I sent them a list of first names, and I'm like, that's yeah. fine. I mean, I could be Moon, but then I sent them a few names, and they like Skylar, so...
Right.
Skylar Moon.
Right, and so they were basically staring at your ass at the time.
Yeah, they're like, girl.
Check out that moon. Yeah.
Check out the full moon tonight.
That's Mrs. Moon. And if you go to Model Mayhem, you might see a few nice pictures
oh my
of
God.
Your booty.
Google. My parents get so
well,
mad
it's
at
funny
because
I Googled you, and I posted a picture on Facebook, and one of your fans, who I don't remember his name, but I remember there's Xbox in his name, was like, oh, this is a great picture. I'll add it to my collection. I'm like, it's not that hard to find. I'm serious. Go on Facebook when I posted that picture today.
Like,
this is a great picture. I'll add it to my collection. Yeah. What do you think he's doing?
I'm flattered.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, too. You're in the, especially on the independent scene, fans.
Yeah.
I was watching a match of yours today. It was, I forget where it was, but you kept going out of the ring and going into the crowd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
And I should probably get to this. Now you're like a bad. There's good guys and bad guys, and you're a bad guy, right?
Right. Most of the time, I'm a bad guy.
Most of the time, you're a bad guy because you don't have that model look.
Nah,
well, I mean, you
that.
Have a model like a suicide model look, but not a
like
your porno
bimbo.
Yeah, you don't have a bimbo look.
I got dirty fingernails. Let's say that. Oh, is that bad?
No, that's good. No, okay. that was a good.
Did I just like kill it, or was that a
no,
good thing?
You haven't killed anything yet.
All right.
You almost killed it by coming in with another guy, but I can work with that. He's not three foot tall. But no, I like dirty fingernails. I like women that can.
I'm a tomboy, man.
And that's the
I
thing. So there are guys, and I think I'm almost giving up on Liz Lightspeed. But she has the same thing. She has guys that just totally worship them. And I know you and you're all with the other girls, like, these guys are going crazy.
It's fun.
Yeah?
It's fun.
But
I mean,
you're in the crowd and the guy's like, you want a back rub? I'm like...
Oh, I don't think I heard that.
I heard it, yeah.
I'll take it. No,
you're like
I'm just
lounging
kidding.
In a chair in the crowd and the guy's like, I'll give you a back rub.
I'm
like,
well,
yeah. And some guy's fanning you off. Like, this guy's going crazy. And this isn't like WWF, this is or WWE, whatever it's called now.
Yeah,
there's like 50 people in the crowd.
There's a lot of loyal wrestling fans, and thank God for them because
and those are the real wrestling fans.
Yeah, man. For them to like come out and pay to see us, I mean, that is just like it means so much to me, like as a performer,
right.
that people believe in it so much.
Right. But have you had any stalkers or any crazy?
Not that I know of.
Well, I'm sure you've had stalkers, but have you had anybody that's crossed the line?
No,
I saw some other match where you were yelling at a little kid too. So I mean, has anything happened in the crowd? Because I got heckled last night. I did a couple shows. I got heckled last night. Before I got the first joke out, somebody started heckling me, and he's like, "I'm like
brutal."
Yeah, I'm like, "Would you shut the fuck up? I haven't even done a joke yet." He's like,
"Oh my God.
I'm helping you." I'm like, "I don't really need the help.
Fuck
thank
off.
You." But I mean, have you had any like pushing and shoving in the crowd? Have you had anybody like, or even crazy yelling at you and?
I remember, well, if I know them, sometimes I like to throw my opponent on their lap And that's if I know them.
Oh, that's harsh.
Yeah. Well, I kind of do them a favor.
A hot female wrestler on my lap. Oh, no, Buggy, don't.
I've never had anyone be like inappropriate with me or yeah. I mean, like the kids, I love the kids. They get so into it. They'll call me bad names.
Right.
You know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They get dirty. Oh,
yeah.
My God. And their parents are right there.
You're
I'm like,
bitch.
Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it depends what city you're in, too.
Right. Because you're the bad girl and you're like,
yeah.
Shut up, kid. Fuck you, bitch. Like
know,
that shit happens.
Oh, my God. Like,
does that really happen?
Yes, absolutely. These little kids like sitting on their mom's lap, like flipping me off. And I'm like, and I have to stay in character. Like,
yeah.
But like part of me is like shocked. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah. are you allowed to have children? And
yes.
Like, do you teach them this? And they're like 5 years old, but right. It's fun. I love it.
5 years old flipping you off?
I love angry children.
I sure is an adult 3 foot tall flipping you off. You think
it could have been? It could have been Nick.
Me. It was you. Okay.
Nick,
have you ever been heckled during a sideshow?
Oh, I get heckled all the time.
Really?
What do they say?
You just ignore it or what?
I don't even know. I MC as well, so I get heckled all the time.
Bobby, you know, you're in the middle of swallowing a sword or something, and somebody's like, that's not real.
Yeah, that's a dildo.
Shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially like if I'm hanging upside down from a straight jacket, someone's like, oh, that's easy. It's like, fuck off. You
know?
You hang upside down from the fucking straight jacket. Put a screwdriver up your nose.
Right. And I imagine it's hard to find straight jackets that fit you.
It's custom made.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You got that made in New York, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good for you. Costs a pretty penny. Anyway, Buggy, the only thing that probably is more sleazy than comedy promoters, which I've dealt with, are independent wrestling promoters.
Oh.
Right?
Some, yes.
I mean, have you ever done a show and then like, when am I going to get paid?
Baby.
And they never get paid?
Oh, God, yeah. Actually, there was this big deal. And I feel like I can talk about it because it came out. It's like, it became public right mm-hmm. after that. But when I did the GLOW show. I don't know if you guys heard, but...
You did the GLOW show?
Like, I did the GLOW show.
Like the GLOW reunion show?
Yeah, the reunion show in Las Vegas.
Okay.
That was a big deal. And that was very sketchy. I don't remember
who
the guy's
did you wrestle?
Name.
Did you wrestle like one of the GLOW girls? Or
no,
did you
I wrestled one
else?
Of their daughters.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was awesome. She's such a nice girl, too. Right. I remember she's like really green, like really fresh. And oh right. my God, I was so excited. It was such a good experience. Like that whole show was really awesome. Other than like... us not getting paid. And but I will say that I did get forward the money like a month later.
Yeah.
So I've got
experience about that.
I kind of got paid.
Well, when you get it a year later, that's always great.
Oh,
like, oh yeah, thanks.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
It kind of like it's too bad because it was such a good experience and it was like with all my girlfriends, you know, and we're in Vegas and we're celebrating and just to deal with that like sleazy promoter that like wants to run and hide and not pay his workers is just the drag.
So let's go back to your initial thoughts.
All
the promoters that want to fuck you and are trying to fuck you. What's going on with that?
Not too many. I mean, a lot of them are respectful, but you know, you can definitely tell. Well, I can definitely tell when they message me, you know, like, okay, well, I'll come out. And, you know, with pay and a hotel room and like, oh, no, you could just stay at my place or like, oh, I have a guy. I have a friend. And I'm like, maybe.
I have a friend.
Yeah. I'm like,
So they're trying to pimp you out?
Maybe. I don't like to be pimped out, but.
Right. Right.
As long as I get, you know, my hotel room, I'm set.
Right, right.
I don't ask for too much.
Sure. And, you know, is any of these guys like, oh, your hotel room's adjoining my hotel room? And
Unfortunately, that has not happened.
No, not unfortunately.
I've shared a room with like 9 other girls and 2 beds.
Oh, wow.
I have done that before.
I'm sure.
It was fun. Slumber party.
Yeah, and the pillow fights.
Pillow fights is very...
And these are 9 girls that could fight and grapple and do all sorts of weird things.
Yeah.
Anything sexual going on that night?
No, some of them fart in their sleep, but that's about as sexual as it got. But I could tell you
that we all made out and
we all touched each other's boobs and...
You know, when I think about sexuality, farting in the sleep, that's the last thing on my mind. But thanks for that limit, Buggy. I appreciate that. Now, Buggy, you got a lot of stuff on YouTube, and I was extensively researching it for the show because I wanted to make sure I was ready for the show. But there's one where you're singing.
Oh my God!
And it's so embarrassing. It's you singing. It's a song called "What's Going On." So I'm like, oh, she's going to sing the Marvin Gaye song.
Oh, it's called "What's Going On."
That's what it says on there. What's going on? W A T S going on. And so But the whole song is you on guitar singing, I want to throw up on your feet.
Right. That's my drunk song, love drunk song or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's catchy. It gets in your head. I was all the way here, like, I want to throw up on your feet. I'm like,
it gets stuck in my head still.
I can't get out of the head. Yeah, I can't get out of my head.
I recorded that, like, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe.
Right.
And I wasn't even drunk. I can't even say that, like, that. I can't even use that as an excuse.
Right.
But I was just bored and home alone. And usually I'll play guitar, you know, when no one's home.
Right.
And I had my laptop and I was making songs and I thought I was, you know, really cool. And I wanted to just put something on YouTube. So, like, so that, I don't know.
This
I
is back in the MySpace days, too.
Yeah, MySpace days. I could show my grandchildren later, you know, like, your grandmother was one hot cookie back in her day.
I would say so.
With the love drunk song.
Nick agrees with me on that one.
I did.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, you'd let her throw up on your feet, right?
No. Would you?
No? No.
I mean,
not a foot guy.
No, but I mean, if she threw up on your feet, you'd be like, okay.
I mean, where else is it going to go?
Would you hold my hair if I threw up on your feet?
I guess I have to. Aww. Yeah.
What a nice guy.
He's driving a hard bargain here.
Nice guy.
You don't even, I mean, you can even say, I mean, you can't even say afterwards, I was just saying that shit for the radio, but he's not even playing. He's like, nah, I don't know. I'm not going to throw up at all.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, Buggy.
Come on, I want to throw up on your feet. Come on.
So anyway. And I've seen you trash talk too.
That's hard for me.
Really?
Yeah.
It does seem like you're... It's funny. Well, here's the thing. I've seen a lot of wrestling interviews with you. Mm-hmm. And most of the wrestling guys, like, the camera's shaking. Mm-hmm. Like, their microphone's shaking. Hello, Buggy. I only have to ask you a few questions. He's like, they're really nervous.
Yeah.
Interviewing you.
I remember that. That was a good interview.
No, there's like a bunch of them. Like, a bunch of these guys.
Oh, really?
Hi, how are you? They're like really nervous. Really nervous interviewing you.
I guess they don't notice.
I guess not. Trust me, I'm not concentrating on them. I'm trying to get some insight on you. And
yeah.
You were in a match with...
Boobies.
Yeah.
I like doing those interviews. I guess it makes me, like, feel more confident, I guess, when someone else is nervous.
Yeah.
Is that evil to say? But, like,
It's just not evil. It's a little fucked up. It's not evil.
I guess. It makes me more comfortable when men around me are nervous.
I would say the pentagram on your that you have tattooed on your chest is a little more evil than that.
Is it?
But some people would think so. I trust me, I'm not normally into tattoos on a tits. And you go to strip clubs, so you know tattoos on tits, right? You've seen a few.
Yeah, I've seen them all the time.
Normally, I don't like tattoos on the tits. That's the one no tattoo area that I'm in.
But, what if I told you that was... permanent marker.
All right.
And it's not a tattoo.
But it doesn't come off.
I don't have a tattoo on my tits.
Perfect.
Can we still be friends?
Oh, we're friends. We're friends at least. Don't worry about it. Now, trust me. Wait till you hear what my zodiac sign is. You're not going to believe it.
No, really? A lot of people think that, like, because I'll draw on myself, draw stars and pentagrams and all that stuff, and they think they're tattoos. And I've had, like, people, I guess, heckle, like we were talking about, like, heckle me, like, hey, look, your tattoos.
Well, yeah, I saw some match where you were on, and some guy's like, yeah, give him the dark side. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah, I guess so. I bring a little touch of darkness to the match.
Right, because you're a bad girl and you're like, and is that what WWE was responding to?
Yeah, I mean, they liked it. I mean,
I would imagine there's nobody like you there.
Yeah, I think I was hesitant at first because I didn't know what they wanted from me because I had never expected for them to even look at me.
Especially that fast.
Yeah, I mean, it completely threw me off. Mm-hmm. And so when I got there, I was like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, part of me is like, I mean, of course, I'm grateful to be there, but I'm like, am I supposed to be, like, what do they want from me? Like, am I supposed to be like Kelly? Like, did they bring me here to be like this blonde bimbo like we were talking about? And I remember there was one match, like, I had wrestled maybe four times, and the fifth time I put my mohawk up.
Right.
Because I had a mohawk back in the day. Yeah. And
didn't we all?
Yeah, we all have to have a mohawk at some point in our life.
Had a mohawk, but then the rest of us don't. Yeah. We've got the long hair. Always the long hair.
Yeah.
Well, on that one show.
Mr. Metal.
I didn't need to be any taller than I am.
Too metal.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Buggy. We totally stopped the show. Go ahead.
Okay.
You had a good story going.
The one show I did my mohawk for the first time, I remember Bill DeMott was like, there's the buggy we want. He called me buggy.
Right.
So sweet. He's like, there's what we want. I'm like, bud, why didn't you tell me this like a long time ago?
Who's one of the trainers?
Yeah, yeah. He's the head coach.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Bill DeMont. So he was all for it. And I'm like, I could have been doing this. So ever since then, I would do my mohawk up.
Right.
And they wanted me to be Buggy Nova. They wanted to be, you know, my original character, but, you know, a little more diva-like, a little more cleaned up, I think.
Right.
No pentagrams. I couldn't draw on myself anymore. They're like, no, that's very indie.
Do you have any tattoos?
I have little ones. I have this one. Can I show the camera?
Flip off the camera. Go right ahead.
I have one that my friend did. I got it when I was like 19, I think.
Okay.
My friend did it in his bedroom. And then this other one I got, this is like my little recovery tattoo that I got.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a little butterfly. I can't really tell.
I thought it was like a gummy bear. I didn't know what it was.
A little gummy bear. Me and my friend, we went to treatment together and we got tattoos together.
Right. That's cool, yeah.
So, and then I have another one. Can I take this off and show you my other tattoo?
If you insist.
Okay. This is Radiohead. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. No, you showed it to me last time.
A little Radiohead tattoo. That's all. I only have three little ones.
So far.
I want more.
Okay.
Oh, I still want more.
Right. And you got tons of tattoos.
Yeah.
Whip it out.
No, I mean, he's got his arms are all sleeved up, and it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't have. I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have tattoos.
Really?
Why mess with a good thing? That's just me.
You don't want to taint it.
I don't.
Keep it pure.
No taints. Nothing over here. But Buggy. So you. You're still on the independent scene. We were going to book you a few weeks ago, but you had some show in Las Vegas.
Oh yeah, in December.
Yeah, and you're still wrestling. You're still doing.
I've been doing like little guest spots here and there, and I'm doing some appearances and stuff. But like this year, I've been thinking about getting back into wrestling
and actually training again. Or?
Yeah, I've been on a hiatus, and it's been maybe about a year since I've actually trained.
Okay.
And this year, I just can't get away from it.
Well, you've been training MMA.
I have been. I've been doing that on the side.
Yeah.
Just so I could, you know, kick some ass and still, you know, have something to do, some kind of hobby.
Right.
And but I really.
That involves violence.
And what's that?
That involves violence.
Yeah. I need a little violence in my life.
Right.
I need a little outlet, you know,
yeah,
to choke someone out. And
yeah, you couldn't choke me out.
Oh, I could. I could. You want to know a funny story?
Let's hear a funny story.
So.
Yeah, no, let's not have a funny story on the show. Let's just have
no funny stories.
Seriously. Let's hear a funny story, Buggy.
All right, well, it's not that funny. I mean, it's funny to me, but I trained with the Ballards,
mm-hmm.
and when I first started training MMA, mm-hmm. I was so excited to like use what I was like practice what I was learning. So like as I would learn something, I would leave the MMA gym and then I would go to wrestling training.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I would do wrestling training. And then after training, I would take my trainer, Shannon Ballard.
Okay.
And because he was a big, like he's a big shit talker. Anyone that knows Shannon is like, oh yeah, I got this, blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I bet you I could tap you out. And he's like, oh yeah, right. And like, you know, I was training maybe a month before like him and I actually like
right.
I challenged him.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, I tapped him out.
Right.
I got his foot and I tapped him out.
Yeah.
And he will not admit it to this day. If he was right here, he'd be like, nope, I don't remember that, but I have witnesses.
Shannon Ballard, you're full of shit.
You're full of shit, Shannon. You're full of shit.
Buggy Nova made you tap.
I made
you
tap out.
But you couldn't make me tap.
I could.
You could not make me tap.
All right.
You're a little girl. There's no way you could make Dark Mark tap.
Dark Mark is going down.
You want some of this?
Oh, you're going down.
Buggy Nova? Buggy Nova, you've been fake wrestling all this time. You haven't faced a real man.
Oh, hell no.
Now, first off, I'm out trash talking you already.
Oh, girl, I'm going to about to get ghetto on your ass.
Who are you calling a girl?
I'm going to get ghetto on your ass.
Oh, no. I'm going to get medieval on your ass. You want? Don't make me take it off.
It's coming off.
Don't make me take it off.
It's going to come off.
Well, if you make me take it off, there's no hold on the reason. But don't make me take it off to kick your ass.
I got Nick Sent on my back, all right? So he's in my corner.
You got
two against one.
Nick. Nick could kick my ass, but you can't kick my ass.
Maybe he'll hold the camera while we wrestle.
He doesn't need to hold the camera because we're going to tilt the camera unless you back down, which I would recommend that you do. We're going to tilt the camera. He's going to do play-by-play. If you're serious about this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I might hurt you. I'm afraid I might hurt you, though.
No, no, no. I'm going to hurt you.
I'm a lover.
Me too.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. Me too. Maybe, unless I'm getting paid, maybe we then could, I could be a fighter.
Maybe we could just make out or something.
Ask me later.
I will. You ready to do this? You want some of this?
Really?
Really.
Can we arm wrestle or are we going to wrestle?
Well, I could beat you arm wrestling. Forget that.
No.
You want to arm wrestle?
Can we?
We can.
All right.
And actually, I don't think we have to move the camera.
Do you want to come over here?
I'm going to have to come over there.
Okay.
No, I'm going to come over there. Nick, you're going to do the commentary on this, all right?
Okay.
Oh, you're going down. Man. Bitch, you're going
it's
down.
Happening. It's happening.
No, you're going down. Forget it. You see these arms? Look at this.
There's so much talk going on right now.
That's right.
A true winner and a true warrior doesn't need to talk. Let my actions speak for themselves.
Right. Rawr. Right. Well, first, don't let me take this off. You ready for this?
Okay, bring it. I'm going to take mine off.
You've been wrestling these little...
That.
That's a little distracting, but you've been wrestling these little girls. Wait, you're going to take on a man now. Forget it.
Bring it.
Okay, Nick, take over.
I'm taking over. Mark just took off his Beetlejuice jacket. I liked it. And Buggy
you're
took
next,
off,
motherfucker.
Buggy took off her hoodie, which is exposed back, by the way, Mark, which is a lot sexier than when you took your stuff off. All right, they are locking up on the edge of the table. And eye to eye,
Mark's okay, you tell us when to start.
Mark's got way more eyeliner on.
How's the camera?
No, you can't see Mark on the camera, so we have to angle the camera so we can see Mark.
How's it looking?
You can only see me and Buggy.
You can, Mark.
Okay, tell us how to adjust it, because I can't.
Well, look at the viewfinder. And
that might help.
Yeah,
there we go.
There you go.
All right. Should I come over and
hold? How's that looking?
Should I come over and referee, or should I just... No, commentate. Like there's too much shit going on.
How
okay.
About that?
All right. Make sure your elbows stay on the table.
No, that's not good.
Because you guys are at the edge.
Did you come in and adjust it? Or
yeah,
you
I'll come in and do it.
Okay. Hold on.
This might get a little sketchy. You guys are right at the edge of the table, so make sure you adjust yourselves.
Sorry. Yeah, thanks.
Mark looks kind of scared. He's got a little sweat going
kinda
down.
Scared.
Yeah, you look a little scared. You look a little... A little pale with him, Mark.
That's my normal pallor.
Okay. All right. They were doing the what was that over the they were doing the over the top thing right now. They're doing the Sylvester Stallone over the top. All right. On the count of three, okay. One, no, two, three. Mark is really trying here. He's really trying. He's got a lead. Oh, Buggy's cheating. Buggy's already cheating, and she's biting. I think she's biting. She's using horrible cheater villain techniques, and she wins. Buggy Nova with the victory.
For the win.
But I think
I fight dirty. That's something I didn't tell you.
Mark liked getting bit, so that's what happened.
I know his weaknesses.
Your mouth, yes. Mark,
thanks for that.
You got beat.
No,
2 out of 3. You got your ass whooped.
I'm done. I'm holding my title.
She's retiring as a champ.
I'm retired.
Yes.
Taking the belt with me.
Well, you know what? I was surprised that I know you cheated, and that's, you know, the audience can judge for themselves. But I was surprised how easy it was. If it was just one-on-one, I would have kicked your ass because you have wrestled men and beat them.
Oh, arm yeah. Wrestled. I have, actually. I started arm wrestling guys when I was, like, in sixth grade.
Okay, so that's when all this started.
That's when it started. Like, right. I wanted to be... I don't know why or what it was inside of me, but I wanted to be like a strong girl.
Right.
And like, I guess it's not fair for guys like in prepubescent stage of their life to be beat by a girl that's like.
Trust me, I have lots of experience with that.
Yeah.
So should I turn the camera around again? Yeah. All right. Okay. So as you're in frame. And Nick.
I got it.
You're in the wide shot, so. Okay.
All right. So arm wrestling.
So when you were in like elementary school, you used to kick the guy's ass.
Yeah, and like kickball and like sports and stuff. And then I started arm wrestling them like after recess before the teacher would come in. I'm like, come on, arm wrestle me arms. I don't know what I got out of it, but it made me feel good.
Right. I know what they got out of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
A lot of therapy.
Yeah, because I wish Liz was here. Because there's a whole subculture. I don't know if you're aware of it and I don't know if you participated in it, but... Because we talk about a lot of fetishes here
on
the Dark Mark Show.
You guys see
the
it.
I bet you want. But there's a whole subculture, like a mixed wrestling thing.
Ooh.
And that's what Liz, I think that's why she didn't come to the show, because she was a mixed wrestling guy. And I mean, do guys on the internet, like 3 foot tall guys, like, hey, could you wrestle
someone
me?
Someone we wouldn't mention.
Yeah, like could you wrestle? I'll give you $100 if you wrestle me in my living room.
I've actually had offers before.
I know you have.
But I don't know how safe it would be, so I usually just ignore those.
Because I know people, the two people that were supposed to be in here, along with you, Nick, and I love you, but we were supposed to have two other women here. First, Charlie.
That's okay.
Liz, that's what they do. They wrestle guys.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine they have, you know, I mean, they do it for a living, so it's not just like someone right. hit you up on the internet and sure, that sounds like a good idea. I'll come over to your place around 5. Like, I imagine they would have more like professional, I mean, maybe like a security guard or something, I would imagine.
You'd be surprised.
No?
But, well, I think they got...
I have no idea.
I think there's ways to vet people, but... the whole fetish scene is weird to me anyway, but there's a whole thing. Like, there are a lot of guys that they want to wrestle you, right? They want you to dominate them.
Yeah. Let's say that. Let's say dominate.
How about people want you to spank them and...
buy my underwear and...
Oh, really? No, we had somebody last week that sells her underwear, Thin Fisted. She gets a lot of money for that.
Oh, yeah.
What's the highest bid for your underwear?
I mean, I've never... People will ask, like, mm-hmm. I want to buy this. How much? And I haven't had the balls to...
But what about socks?
What about socks? I haven't. I haven't sold anything.
Right, but have you had offers for socks?
I've had offers, yeah, but no one's like, I'll give you this. Actually, there is one guy. Actually, now that I think about it, but he didn't go through. But he did offer $1,000 for like a grocery bag of my stuff.
Mm.
And I told him, all right, I'll put this and this and this in it.
And the card declined?
And no, he never got back to me. So I think, and then I talked to the other female wrestlers. I'm like, hey, do you know this guy? He's being pretty sketchy. They're like, yeah, he's sketchy.
Yeah.
Don't talk to him.
Yeah, that's...
He doesn't follow through.
Oh,
I don't like guys that don't follow through.
I'll bet you don't. and trust me, the man that crosses you,
mm-hmm.
they're in for it. And I would imagine you're intimidating to a lot of men.
Well,
sure, a lot of
I wouldn't men. Know, but...
Well, you get hit on a lot, but I'm sure you would get hit on a lot more if you weren't so intimidating.
If I wasn't so fucking intimidating. I think my friend actually is really into astrology. Mm-hmm. And speaking of signs, right. I'm a Scorpio. And I've read...
You know what? I think we mentioned this when we first met.
Really? Did I ask you that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm such
take a wild guess.
Crazy drunk.
You've been with me for an hour. You know my personality.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at this, though.
You blew it when we arm wrestled.
But, you're wearing eyeliner, so I'm going to say you're a Scorpio as well.
Yes.
Yes, I got it.
And you know what that means? Two Scorpios get together.
Either we love each other or we hate each other.
I think it's a love fest. I think that's what we're going. Nick, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, well. Enough of that, but
I have no idea.
And it's funny because I don't even know what that means, but I always say, "You know what that means?"
Ladies,
and they're like, "Oh yeah," like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
It just sounds like it sounds
right.
good,
right? So you're into astrology, so
a little bit, yeah.
So when you're not wrestling, so what are you doing now?
Modeling. I do some modeling. I play a lot of guitar. I'm focusing a lot on MMA stuff. I'm just trying to keep busy.
Right? Are you in a band now?
No, but I want to be. I was actually just talking to another indie wrestler
right.
who shall go unnamed about starting a band.
Yeah.
And so it might be something in the making. But music is definitely
the tag
not a passion.
Team.
Tag team.
That's the name of the band.
The tag team.
The tag team.
No, I don't know.
Tag
about
team
that.
Divas.
I don't know.
That's trademark. You can't use that. Headlock, leg lock. I don't know. Buggy. What's your move? Buggy bomb. What is it? Buggy.
The buggy bulldog.
Buggy bulldog. Okay.
Yeah, and then my finisher that I used on NXT
mm-hmm.
that I only got to use that once, and like a part of me like wants to go back into wrestling so that I can keep doing that finisher.
Right.
And I got it from Shannon Ballard.
Okay.
And he gifted it to me.
Oh, thanks.
And
Shannon.
I want to name it the Ballardrina.
Ballardrina. What
the
is
Ballardrina.
That?
The Ballardrina. It's a, oh my God, it's really hard to describe. What you do is basically I spin the person,
mm-hmm.
I spin them on my back.
Right.
And get them dizzy, and then I throw them on their face.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I was going to say you could demonstrate on me, but I don't think that's
going to happen. Yeah, I was going to say you could demonstrate on me, but I'm too afraid.
Maybe if we had... The other women here, I could talk to someone.
Right. But the was cracking her knuckles too.
I know. Sorry, that was really loud.
I love it. That's so hot.
That was like way louder than I thought it'd be.
Yeah. Isn't that sexy when a hot girl just like crack?
I love that both of you and I were like, oh, we'll demonstrate. We'll be the test dummies. And then when you actually found out what the move was, and I'm like, oh, fuck that. We're not doing that shit.
I know. So, but before we go, the one thing I wanted to say, and like I told you, it's whipped by so fast.
It did. Oh, my God.
It was a great interview, and I definitely want to
have... I'm so sad.
There's nothing to be sad about. We'll hang out. Don't worry about it. We'll have you back on the show.
All right.
We'll have a whole wrestling thing. Nick, you're in Portland, so you're out of luck.
Yes, you're coming to hang out with me.
In Portland.
Oh, I am coming back. I'm coming up in a couple weeks to hang out with you.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
Instagram.
I'll take you to the golf clubs.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to. I don't know how much time I'll have up there, but yeah, I'm visiting some friends. We're in Super Bowl weekend. It's a whole thing, but...
Oh, well, the Patriots are going to be in it? Yeah.
Football snack talk.
My friend's from Boston. Anyway, I don't want to get into that because I don't give a shit about football. But before we go, you wrestle in a tutu.
I do. I still have it. Oh, I wear it to bed sometimes and I cry.
I'm just kidding.
You've been going to bed with the wrong men.
I'm just kidding.
No, but so is that Toxic Avenger? Is that the inspiration?
No, actually. I don't know. I think before I started wrestling with the tutu, I was just wrestling in like shorts and like pajama shorts and tights and stuff. And I saw the tutu at the mall and I'm like, oh my God, that would be so awesome to like wear that while I wrestle. Because
why do they sell a tutu at the mall?
I don't remember the store.
Anyway.
It was like when like raving was really popular
right.
and like they had like the furry boots and the tutus and this and that.
Right.
And so I grabbed it and like, I don't know anyone that wears a tutu. So I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to use that.
Right. Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah. Only you and me and Nick, we wear tutus. That's about it.
Do you guys?
Yeah.
Still in my gimmick or what?
I put a tutu on for you, but that's a whole different thing.
Hey.
Nothing else though.
Are you wearing a tutu under those pants?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
But before we go and start having sex on the table, Buggy,
oh my God.
How do people get a hold of you and what's going on with you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at Buggy Nova XIII, which is the Roman numeral for 13. And then I am.
Is there another Buggy Nova on Twitter?
There is. You know, as soon as I changed my name to Skylar Moon, someone jacked Buggy Nova. And I was like, fuck you.
Fuck that bitch. Anyway, so Buggy Nova X111.
XIII. And then also on Instagram is I am Buggy Nova.
Right, because somebody jacked Buggy Nova on that too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And Facebook Buggy Nova. And do you have any matches coming up?
I don't. Not right now.
Okay.
I want to start training again, and I will keep you up to date on my...
Please do.
New match?
Yeah, if you have a match coming up or you want to promote it, you're welcome
Absolutely.
On the show anytime. And,
Thank you.
But, I would give up on the arm wrestling. You're no good at it. Nick!
Yeah.
Nick, give us your full name and how you contact you.
Nixon, I believe Nixon.com.
S-I-N?
S-I-N, N-I-K-S-I-N. I believe that is up and running right now, Nixon.com. If you Google Nixon, you get to go to my Facebook and all that other Christian Mingle bull crap.
You're on Christian Mingle?
We actually met on Christian Mingle.
We did. So,
we're very happy together.
Oh, wow.
Instagram, Twitter. Facebook, Nixon.
Are you bullshitting me? Or are you really mad on Christian Mingle?
No.
I was going to say.
I have 666 tattooed on my arm.
I was going to say, Christian Mingle's changed.
It's like the opposite of Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
There is a dating site for midgets, though.
So. I'm sure there is.
There is.
And yes, it's not J-Date. Anyway, and go to gothcomedian.com, gothcomedian on Facebook, Instagram, and all that, even MySpace. And everybody, we got to go, but have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.